devotion today comes from St. Paul. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15, he says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." This gift that Paul's giving thanks for can't be described. In other versions of the Bible, it says this inexpressible gift, this unspeakable gift even. And what they're meaning is this gift is so wonderful that we don't have adequate words to describe it. It's too marvellous for words. And we're lost in awe of what this gift means to us. So perhaps that's where we ought to finish. But we'll look at what this gift, this indescribable gift is.
Yes, what is this gift? In the book of John in the Bible at chapter 3, there's some very well-known verses that say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Now, a gift, I suppose almost by definition, a gift is something that is given and freely given. But a gift to be a gift also has to be received. It has to be accepted. And in our culture, we often wrap gifts in paper. And part of the process of receiving a gift is the unwrapping. And to start to see what Jesus is, you need to start unwrapping his story. You need to read his story, be told his story, whatever means it is. But this gift from God ultimately demands a response from you, the response of receiving the gift. In Philippians, as another book in the New Testament of the Bible, at chapter 2, we're told that Jesus, who being in very nature God, he did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking on the nature of a servant, being made in human form. And being found in appearance as a man, he actually humbled himself completely by becoming obedient even to death, and even to death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue would acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
So the question is, how do we respond? And in Psalm 116, it says, "What shall I give to the Lord for all his goodness to me?" Well, our response should be a heartfelt gratitude and a determination to follow Jesus's commands. But the world's response is very different. Especially at Christmas time, the world tells us it's all about me. It's all about what I want. It's all about what I need. And we're encouraged in our selfishness and our self-centeredness. I read somewhere recently that it says if we indulge a child's every whim, the outcome will be the cultivating of a sense of entitlement. And we see it on the adverts, don't we? It tells us you're worth it. The world owes it to you. We get caught up in all the excess, in all the partying and the traditions, and Christmas becomes something very different. But it's not easy. How do we do it? I recently read in Jeremiah a verse that says, "Who is he who will devote himself to be close to me, declares the Lord?" God wants a personal relationship with us. God Almighty wants us to want to devote ourselves to be close to him. And I want that. It's the least that I can do. I hope that this Christmas I will be able to push aside all the noise, all the extremeness of Christmas, and hear that quiet whisper of God. Now, I know that not everybody likes Christmas carols, and some find them a bit twee. And perhaps we have to remember that a lot of carols were written many years ago as simplistic stories for children to get across the nativity story, the gospel story. But whenever I hear this verse about this indescribable gift, straight away I think about the carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and the line that says, how silently the wondrous gift is given. As that carol says, Jesus comes quietly to our hearts. We don't need a trumpet fanfare declaring him come. We don't need a 50-car cavalcade, a massive announcement, waving of flags. All we need to receive this gift is a quiet place and an open heart. And if you don't know Jesus, can I encourage you to find the time and the space to just open your heart to Jesus? Because if you do, you will get the best ever Christmas gift that you could ever get. I guarantee it.
And of course, when you get a gift, the normal response is to give thanks for that gift. I just want to pray now for giving thanks. Father God, thank you for the gift of Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you that you were prepared to come as a vulnerable baby, a tiny baby, and to be entrusted to a very young girl, and to be limited to a human body. Please help us to greatly receive you, Jesus, and lovingly and willingly obey you. And most of all, may we draw close to you this Christmas and devote ourselves to you, our precious Lord and King. Oh, what a gift. What a wonderful gift. Amen.
Amen.